Now here is Robin to introduce our fourth selection of news stories.
There were two new scam warnings this week from the Norwich Theatre and the Norwich Food Bank. Our last three stories all come from the health sector. The Norfolk and Norwich Hospital is going to get a new orthopaedic centre. The Norfolk Mental Health Trust is setting up new user and carer councils. And the Springdale Care Home in Brundle is closing. Jane will introduce the first of the scams.
Norwich Theatre has issued an alert after noticing an increase in ticket reselling scams. The group, which runs the Theatre Royal and Playhouse, has posted the warning to its social media accounts. Please be aware of ticket reselling scams, the message said. We've noticed an increase in ticket reselling scams, both on our page and on our social media in general. We strongly discourage our customers from purchasing resold tickets on social media. It added that the scams, which can look very convincing, are usually targeted at more popular events. The message went on to say that they strongly discourage customers from buying tickets on social media and to try the box office for return tickets. Some scammers sell fake tickets, while others aim to find out the victim's credit card number, and some sell general admission tickets as VIP tickets, misleading the victim into overpaying.
A bogus fundraiser has been deceitfully collecting money while masquerading as an affiliate of Norwich Food Bank. A woman is said to have been operating door-to-door, specifically in the NR3 area, encouraging unsuspecting people to make monetary contributions towards the food bank. Norwich Food Bank stated that the individual has no ties to their organisation nor the Trussell Trust, strongly disapproving of any fundraising attempts on their behalf. The food bank has requested the public to desist from participating in such collections and to immediately report these incidences to the police. The food bank, which aided 935 individuals with emergency food parcels in June, expresses deep gratitude for the authentic charity of the community. Volunteers, food and monetary donations are crucial to their goal of assisting those in difficulty. The charity encourages legitimate contributions to be made at their numerous collection points available in several establishments around the area. Alternatively, donations may also be made online through their website or by purchasing from their Amazon wish list.
Norfolk's largest hospital has unveiled plans for another new multi-million pound orthopaedic centre to help cut waiting times for several routine procedures. The proposed new £29.5 million site is designed to increase the number of knee, hip, shoulder, ankle and foot surgeries that can take place at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Plans for it have emerged only days after another new orthopaedic centre accepted its first patients, 2 years after it was originally scheduled to be up and running. That site, the Norfolk and Norwich Orthopaedic Centre, NANOC, will see staff carry out surgical procedures 3 days a week and help increase the hospital bed's capacity with the addition of its own ward. The volume of demand on our orthopaedic services is huge, which is why we are developing plans for NANOC2 to build a second unit, which will double our capacity with another two orthopaedic theatres and will go a long way in helping us to reduce our patient waiting lists. Currently, the hospital has more than 9,700 patients awaiting treatment from the orthopaedics department. Of those, around 1,500 people have been waiting more than 65 weeks.
The region's Mental Health Trust is appealing to people with experiences of its services to help address its struggles. The Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust is establishing a service user and carer council to help drive improvement in the organisation. The council will consist of people with lived experience of the Trust's services as either a patient, carer, or the family member of a patient. It will be asked to draw on this experience to help the Trust set priorities and make improvements. Project lead Lucy North said, "The council's mission is to ensure that service users and carers are central to all our activities at NSFT through high-quality involvement and engagement. We would really like to hear what people think the council's key priorities and goals should be and how we can best support those in joining the council."
A care home on the outskirts of Norwich is set to close this autumn in a shock announcement. Norse Care, which runs Springdale Residential Care Home in Brundle, will close the facility in the coming months as it has been deemed unsuitable for the needs of the people living there. Jo Huxtable, Senior Director of Norse Care, said, "We are saddened to make this decision, but want to provide the very best care for our residents, whose well-being is paramount in our thinking. Simply put, this building is no longer suitable for meeting their increasingly complex needs, and we are working with residents and their families to find a new home that can provide them with the proper support and care. Springdale will not close until every resident successfully moves to a new care setting that meets their needs. We also understand the impact this will have on our dedicated staff at Springdale. We are supporting them and aim to redeploy them into other care homes in our estate wherever possible."